Hey friend, are you a solopreneur who keeps finding yourself in the same frustrating cycle? You quit your W-2 to chase that dream business, but when it doesn't take off fast enough, you retreat back into the safety of employment, only to feel miserable again within months. And here you are, maybe for the third or fourth time, staring at that same crossroad. Or maybe you run a business and you keep experiencing this bewildering pattern. You hire a team, things seem to be going great for a while, and then suddenly everything falls apart. People quit all at once, or you're forced to lay them off, or you're left scratching your head wondering, why can't people just stick around? We're going to talk today about that. We're going to help you solve that problem. But first, I want to start off by giving you a quick overview of this week's episodes, just in case you missed them. On Monday and Thursday, we did two very complimentary episodes. Monday was titled, How to Turn Your Website Visitors from Skeptics into Buyers. We revealed a psychology hack to help you convert more people. And then on Thursday, we talked about how to optimize your online funnel for faster conversions. That goes more into the product offer. Both, like I said, are very good for you if you have an online presence. Tuesday was a leadership conversation with three surprising ways to keep your best employee from quitting. Give you a little behind the scenes. A lot of times I see business owners make the mistake that their best employee is just content because the business owner is content. And then ultimately they find out, unbeknownst to them, there was other things happening. This will help you to avoid that. And episode number 207 aired on Wednesday. If you love the idea of traveling or you're interested in building a business that allows you to have the freedom of traveling, you're going to want to hear the episode with our guest, Georgie Darling, who is British and has built a business that allows her to travel. She really talks about some of the struggles that she had in doing that. Very insightful, behind the scenes, revealing episode. So she was also just fun to listen to. I invite you to check it out. It was a great episode. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. So usually on Friday, we do a mindset piece, and that's what we're going to dig into next. Here's what's really happening. If you've experienced these reoccurring patterns in your life and you just feel unlucky, you're not. You're not unlucky. You're not cursed. You're stuck in what I call the habit of being yourself. And somewhere in your subconscious mind, there's a block that's causing you to recreate the same problems over and over again. The mistake we make is thinking that it's outside of us, that the problem is happening outside of us. That's the tricky part. You don't even realize you are the common denominator. Today, I want to walk you through these three steps to help you uncover that hidden block so you can finally break free from these self-sabotaging patterns. Are you ready for this? Now, if you want to grab a piece of paper and a pen, feel free to do that. Otherwise, if you're driving and you just want to listen in, these will be very helpful to reveal to you this inner dialogue. Now, why am I doing this? Why do I think this is so important? This is backed by science, by the way, but it's also backed by experience. I've done these things, some of these things myself, and I've seen this in other clients where they keep having the same problems. You ever notice how your best friend can come talk to you about something and they are venting, or your sister or your brother, and you're just like, bruh, I see you do the same shit all the time. And it's because X, Y, or Z. It's like you can see clearly what they can't see in themselves. And that's what's happening to you. There's something that's happening inside your mind that's causing this to be recreated. But we're going to break that pattern today. So step one is to map your pattern with brutal honesty. First, you got to turn the lens inward. We need to get real about what's actually happening. If this pattern has happened to you in your life at least 3 times, I want you to think about it. Be clear. Don't just write, my business failed or my team quit. Get specific about the dates and the times and go into the details of what happened for each situation. Think about what was happening right before things went sideways. What decisions were you making during that time? And the biggest, the most important, what fears were coming up for you? Ultimately, the fear is the gateway to blasting through this bubble. It is almost inevitably a reoccurring fear that is preventing you from being able to move forward. So start by asking yourself, what fears came up for me during that time? Really, if you can, close your eyes, go back and imagine what was going on and try to tune into what was holding you back. What was your subconscious mind thinking at that time? If you struggle getting through that, you know, it might be helpful to talk to a business partner or a friend or a family member, somebody who, like I said, they see you clearly through a lens that you can't see because you're too close to yourself. Step two, challenge that fear with reality. Now that you've identified your core fear, it's time to confront it with logic and evidence. Remember, friend, fear feels real, but it doesn't make it true. This is the biggest illusion. We say to ourselves, our mindset is so centered around outside of us. So say your fear was that your employees are taking advantage of you. True or untrue is not even relevant. How can you build a system or a process to prevent that or manage through it so that that's no longer an issue? Now that you've identified the core fear, it's time to confront it. So use some logic and evidence, because most of the time the fear feels real, but it doesn't, but it's not. You can ask yourself some questions like, is this fear based on facts or assumptions? Do you even have facts that the employees were sabotaging you, or was that just some assumptions that you were thinking or spidey senses? What evidence do I have that contradicts this fear? What's the worst case scenario and how likely is it to really happen? And even if it did happen, could I have prevented it? What could I do to prevent it? So let's say your fear is, if I fully commit to my business and fail, everyone will know I'm a fraud. Challenge this. Who's everyone specifically? Do these people actually care as much about your life as you think they do? Most of the time, the answer is no. What evidence do you have that you're a fraud versus someone who's learning and growing? We're all learning and growing, by the way. If you did fail, what would you actually do next? Fall apart forever or lean in and learn something new and try again? Can you learn from your mistakes? The goal here isn't to eliminate the fear. It's to reduce its power over you by seeing it clearly. And when you shine a light on fear, it often shrinks down to a much more manageable size. Step number three is breaking the fear habit. Here's the key insight, friend. Fear is a habit. Just like brushing your teeth is a habit, it's a practice response that your brain has gotten really good at. Assuming worst case scenario is a habit, you could assume the best case scenario just as habitually. And just like any habit, you can also change it, but you have to be intentional about it. The scary part is we think fear is there to protect us from something that is happening. But in reality, fear is often just there because it's something that was programmed in us from an early age. I heard a guy talking, he was about 63 years old, and he was sharing this on a podcast I was listening to, and he realized in his 40s that somehow he had this preconceived notion that he had to be afraid of people because they were going to use him. And he remembered that being something his mother had taught him at an early age. Be careful, people will use you. And he realized that he can't really be used. And he just changed his thinking, but it took him until he was in his 40s before he was aware of that habit. It wasn't based on fact. It was just something that was programmed into him at an early age. And that's what's happening here. You've had something that was programmed into you. Maybe you had a bad experience early on, but just because you had a bad experience once doesn't guarantee that it's going to happen again and again, but your fear is causing it to happen again and again. Does that make sense? So we want to break the habit of fear and interrupt it. So here's a way to interrupt it. First of all, when you notice the fear, pause and rename it. I'm feeling that old fear about being found out as a fraud, or I'm feeling that old fear that my team is sabotaging me. Take some deep breaths and just remind yourself, this is a habit. This is an old way of thinking. This is not reality. Ask yourself, what can I do right now about it? You can sit and have a one-to-one conversation with your team. You can make a list of qualities that you have as a leader, as a business owner, as a business person. If you're doing a service, you know, what makes you good at what you're doing? Make a list. Just reassure yourself. It is just a habit. These are just negative thoughts, and you can reprogram them. What would I do right now if I weren't afraid? That's a great question to ask, because it often sponsors inspired action that moves you in a different direction. And take just one small action in that direction. It will change the wiring of your neurons in your brain and help you start breaking the pattern of this fear. The magic happens when you start taking that action while feeling the fear, not after it goes away, but each time you do this, you're literally rewiring your brain. Maybe that means sending the email even though you're worried about what they'll actually think of you. Maybe it means having the difficult conversation with your team member instead of avoiding it until they quit. Maybe it means staying committed to your business plan even when that voice is whispering about you that it'd be easier to go back to your day job. Listen, my friend, courage isn't the absence of fear. Courage is just feeling the fear and choosing to take action anyway. The habit of being yourself, the version of yourself that's driven by fear, it can be evolved. It can be broken, but it requires you to catch yourself in the moment and consciously choose to do something differently. So what fear habit are you ready to interrupt today? All right. I hope I leave you here with a wonderful Friday musing. Take that into the weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Until then, bye for now.